Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
All right, it is time for us to continue the program here today, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. United Communications is MTE's internet company, and they keep growing. They announced back in August a multi-year project expansion that's going to create about 1,400 route miles of new fiber optic lines capable of delivering multi-gig internet service. Sounds good, right? Find out more at mte.com/internet. United Communications, fast, local, fiber. We're checking in with our friends from the Beasley Animal Clinic and Foundation. Katie Peachy is here, and things going well?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Awesome, awesome. You've got a wonderful last name, and it matches your personality, by the way.
So, I'm just Peachy.
Just Peachy. Peachy Keen.
Yes, I get that.
Yeah, I bet you do. I bet you do. So I was just sharing with you, and I sent an email to Dawn. We were talking about my daughter's experience with Beasley yesterday to get a wellness check on a cat we wound up with in the household. And so said it was very nice. Everybody was so sweet at the clinic. So it's always good to hear, I'm sure.
It is. It's very good to hear. We love to hear stuff like that. So.
And, you know, she came away with some education, and they did a little teaching along the way, which is really nice for pet owners.
Well, yeah, that's one of the things that we want to do with all of our programs is provide some level of education on how to, you know, be responsible pet owners and assist where we can, whether it's through the clinic or through outreach. So, yeah.
Well, you know, I'm not sure that a ton of people know that the clinic is there for things like that, you know, because it really was started out as a spay and neuter clinic, right?
Truly, yes.
And so, but those offerings have expanded a bit.
Right, because we realized that, I mean, when we started as a foundation in 1980, which I love that we've been around in Rutherford County for 44 years this summer. But the clinic began in 92. But when we began, we wanted to educate and spay neuter. That was a huge thing because of so many pets needing homes. And we realized that, yes, that is still so very important, but also the education that goes with it once that spay or neuter surgery is done. We want to help people maintain healthy pets with vaccinations, with wellness visits, which we're able to do. And we're still not able to see sick cats and dogs. There are certain things that we're limited on, whether it's the equipment and also just our size. The space for our clinic is truly one shot room and two surgery rooms, which we use one for storage and one for actual surgeries. So we're glad that she had a good experience and that we can hopefully get the word out there that, you know, we are more than spay neuter and we're here to help everyone.
Well, I think that Jesse Beasley would be very proud of where the clinic and foundation have come.
So,
wanted to kind of talk a little bit about some of the things that you've got going on there. And my daughter did come home with some information about the Oliver Pet Assistance Fund as well. And that's really, you know, I think a great honor for a great lady who did a lot in our community for Beasley and for animals.
Yeah, she loved animals, and this was one of the last projects she worked on before she passed. And so our board had this, you know, it came into fruition about a year ago, last year. And it is the Oliver Pet Assistance Fund, and it's in honor of Amanda Oliver, our previous director. And it provides financial assistance for pets that need urgent, non-emergent care. And a lot of those are typically some kind of procedure, usually. So it's not for spay neuter. That's separate. But I don't know all. I don't have a list of all the pets, but I do know a few of them. One was, I think, a maybe 6-pound dog that had a 2+ pound mass on it.
Oh, wow.
And otherwise it was healthy, but that mass on that size of a dog, it was limiting its you know, livability. So being able to help that pet owner,
that was a third of its weight.
Yeah. So be able to do that, was something that we were glad to do. We've helped a dog with, heartworm treatment. Another, I don't know if it was a cat or dog, I know needed some dental work, because of infection and something else. So it's those kind of things that are really important. They're urgent. It's not emergency, but, something that's going to keep the pet and the owners together. It's going to keep the pet healthy and happy. And we really want to, you know, work on that. So you can, if you have a pet that is coming, you know, comes up with something, you know, get a diagnosis and an estimate, and then you can go online to our website. There's information about the Oliver Pet Assistance Fund, and you can submit an application. And in that same page, if you, you know, if that tugs at your heartstrings and you feel really, you know, passionate about helping keep pets and people together, you can donate to that as well. So we do have some funds available, and we want to make sure that people know we are here to help, you know, with urgent, non-emergent care for cats and dogs of owned pets in Rutherford and Cannon County.
Sure.
We don't limit most any of our other services, but this one, because it is still growing, whatever, it's for Rutherford and Cannon County.
Sure. And this may not be something that is actually done at the clinic either, right?
No, it's not done. I'm glad you pointed that out. We've got wonderful partnerships with local veterinarians because these are services that we don't provide. And so that's why we're wanting to assist and provide that funding. So no, it's not done by us. We have some vets that will go and do these procedures. And the clients do pay a little bit. It's dependent on income levels and when they submit the application, that's all taken into account. But sure, the majority of the funds would be covered through this grant or through this Oliver Pet Assistance. And we're glad to be able to provide that.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, and I really think that dog and cat owners and just pet owners in general that have a heart for Beasley, this is something that they're going to want to help and help grow. And
right,
so I'm sure that, you know, any donation would be appreciated. And
yes,
can you just, how would you do that if you wanted to?
You can go to BeasleyAnimalFoundation.org and you can find information about the Oliver Pet Assistance Fund. We use Give Butter kind of as our funding platform. And so you can choose that from our website and choose that specific fund. You can write a check. You can give us a call and talk to, you know, if you have questions about it and you want to learn more how to help, you can, you know, just reach out to us. But there's several different ways, but you can just designate that as your choice of giving.
That's awesome. We have Katie Peachy here with the Beasley Animal Foundation and Clinic today, and it's almost Paws and Pearls time.
It is. It's 37 days away. Nothing I'm counting.
You got the countdown on.
I've had the countdown. I don't know. I think before we hit 60, I'm not really sure. But yeah, we it's our 13th annual Paws and Pearls, so we're really excited about it. It's the largest and the longest running fundraiser that we have done for Beasley. It goes to support, you know, all of our mini programs. It's going to be Friday, April 19th at the Copper Ridge Event Venue. We're very thankful to Sherry Lynn and being able to we have a great Paws and Pearls committee just working really hard. We'll have wine time, W-H-I-N-E. We like to play on the words. Wine time and a wonderful dinner, online auction and a live auction as well. And then Larry Pinkerton and guests will be playing music. So we'll have some live music and hopefully some dancing. But it's a wonderful evening, and tickets and sponsorships are still available if people are interested. We've sold, I think, about 180 tickets through individual tickets and sponsors already. So we're going to have a good crowd. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that is going to be fun. And I hear you may see a furry friend or two sometimes come along, or no.
Not at this one. Unfortunately. Barks and Bourbon.
Yeah,
yes,
that's one.
Barks and Bourbon. We have pets. This one we don't. But to put a twist, we wanted people to feel like their pets were included. So we do a slideshow. And this year, it's going to be a bigger and even better slideshow. And we're incorporating pictures of people's pets and cats and dogs. So again, through that Give Butter platform, when they purchase a ticket or sponsorship, they can also upload a picture or they can send it directly to us.
Cool.
So you're, you know, if you're attending, you may see your cat or dog, your neighbor's cat or dog up there, and people love that. I mean, it's great.
That is awesome.
To be able to share your.
I knew that there was one, and I got them all.
No, that's fine. So. Yeah, we don't at this one, and it's a bigger one. I think we've done it before.
And there's a meal and all that too.
Yeah, so it can be a little stressful, especially the length and stuff. But this venue is pet free, but they love pets, and it shows through their love of us and helping us with this event. But we'll incorporate it with pictures. And we've got some good stories to tell.
So I guess we could go on to the foundation website and you know, get tickets and such?
Yes, BeasleyAnimalFoundation.org, and it's all E's in Beasley. We just so there's no confusion and people can find us. But, all that information is on there. We're also on Facebook. If you are listening and you'd like to, we'd love for you to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. But you can find the information.
Perfect. And I'll put a link to that in the podcast description as well, so you can get to that easily. And I know before our time gets away, we got a minute and a half, 2 minutes here. Mm-hmm. So dog and cat food distribution. So what do you want to say about that?
Yes. So tomorrow is our quarterly pet food distribution at Beasley. So we continue every month to help organizations in Rutherford and Cannon County. But this one is our quarterly distribution at Beasley. It's drive-through. Just come on through. 1:30 to 3:30. Again, that's tomorrow, March 14th, at 2215 Keeneland Commercial Boulevard here in Murfreesboro. And we'll be able to assist with 3 to 5 pounds of pet food for pets up to 4 per household.
Okay. And if you're thinking, gosh, where is Keeneland Commercial Court? Just go out Manchester Highway. As soon as you cross South Rutherford, it'll be right the next street on your left,
yeah.
I think.
So I always like to say we're behind the subway across the street from the McDonald's. So that kind of helps people, and across the street, the main road from Publix even. So if that helps get a general direction of where we are. But that'll be tomorrow.
Your neighbors with Maples Realty and Auction,
they're wonderful neighbors,
yeah,
yes.
I can imagine. So that's going on tomorrow. And if you have the ability to give to this dog and cat food distribution as well, anything unopened is welcome.
Unopened and unexpired. Yeah. And I will say, last week we put out a plea that we needed a few things on our wish list, because there's always a big list of things that we use, and it helps us keep our costs down, and we really appreciate that. But we needed some cat food specifically for overall outreach, pee pads, copy paper, and some cleaner. And we have been shown a lot of love in the last week since I shared that. So, yes,
how
we
awesome.
Always take donations as long as it's unexpired and unopened.
Very good. And again, you can find out more at Beasley. That's with two E's, BeasleyAnimalFoundation.org. Katie, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Katie Peachy joining us from the Beasley Animal Foundation and Clinic today. And that's going to do it here for the program. Don't forget, we've got Lady Raider Hoops coming up here at 11 o'clock. Hope you'll stay tuned for that.